The lead editorial in the Daily Cardinal of September 28, 1967, discussed the meaning of student power, which the newspaper said should involve more than the relatively insignificant question of when to come home at night. And down in the lower right-hand corner of the opinion page was the latest Thursday's Line column by a graduate student in history named Paul Soglin. It ran under the headline, "Hi There, Badger," and here's how it began. "We'd like to welcome back all the students who managed to show up for the 1967-68 academic year. Through the cooperation of university officials, the city of Madison, and those pursuing a suicidal course in Southeast Asia, we've scheduled another smashing calendar of events for this year. The 1967-68 year, by all indications, promises to be the most fun-filled, action-packed school year since University President Twombly suggested that co-eds be admitted. There will be more demonstrations, more cops, higher prices, colder weather, and more bullshit from both ends of State Street." Paul Soglin, at age 22, was not yet a recognized figure on campus and went completely unnoticed in Madison at large, but he seemed determined to make a political name for himself. With his curl of unwashed black hair, mesmerizing nasal voice, and a boyish face that made him look more like a disheveled high school prankster than a bohemian grad student, he gamboled around campus in blue jeans and a sheepskin coat, pulsating with energy and self-assurance, looking for action. He had been in town 5 years, arriving as a freshman in 1962, and as his activism increased year by year, he watched contemporaries on the left turn away from traditional paths to power. Many of them had rejected electoral politics, preferring to organize, protest, experiment, and, in the vernacular of the era, build a movement. Their latest intellectual forum was Connections, a 12...